You have all the money in the world. You have everything going your way. When karma hits, you got no choice.
What do you mean karma hits when you die?
No, like with Kevin Hart.
Oh.
Being in that accident, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but was he a bad person?
I don't know. He might have been a good person, but...
Might have been.
Karma's karma.
Maybe it was his past life.
That's what I'm saying. Could have been. Could have easily been his past life, but...
Even then, for it to happen now is pretty nice because, I mean, it sucks, but he's got the best... He's got enough money to pay for the best of everything.
Oh, yeah. Without a doubt. For the last 2 years, he's been one of the highest paid entertainers.
More than 2 years. Been since like 2014 or some shit like that. It's been like 5 years where he was one of the...
Making a lot of money.
Selling out stadiums.
Making a lot of money.
It's a lot of work to do that.
Yep.
I do not want to do that.
You don't want to do what? All that work?
Yeah, to have to sell out stadiums. I'm debating if I want to do all that work to be a millionaire.
Well, you know, it's work, and then sometimes it's not as much work as you think it is.
No, it's work. And the way I want to do it, it's a lot of work. Because I don't want to make a million. I want to give away before I make it.
Well, sometimes work is enjoyable, so it's not like work.
Yeah, but at the same time, it's still at some point, if you have to do it all the time, if it's a constant schedule, you can't vary, then it becomes work. No matter what, even if you enjoy it, it's still days where it's not.
Well, you see what a lot of people do. Just like Jesse Ventura was just talking about. He's off the grid completely. He lives down in Mexico 4 or 5 months out the year, completely off the grid.
If I could.
Nobody fucks with him.
I don't know if I go to Mexico.
He wakes up and goes where... A lot of people retire to Mexico. A lot of Americans. There are whole communities of Americans that retire to Mexico. I know two guys that worked at... One worked at Ford's. He was an engineer at Ford's. And the other one was an engineer at General Motors. I went to school with them. They've been living in Mexico for the last 10 years.
Really?
That's why they retired to.
They don't feel unsafe at all, huh?
Obviously, the areas they're in are safe.
Yeah,
I mean, they're in gated communities and shit like that.
Yeah, well, that's a lot of money to go to that.
It's cheap to live down there. I talked to both of them.
Yeah, it's cheap. I'd like to be self-sufficient in the sense that, like you said, man, like, but then again, it's a lot of work to be self-sufficient. Like, if you want to fucking grow a garden that actually produces enough food to feed you through the wintertime, just you and, like, say, me and Chelsea, just to have a garden that feeds us. If, like, and not any food outside of it, minus maybe rice.
Self-sufficient.
Yes. That's all summer. That's every day. Maybe a couple days off during the summer, you know, during the, like, lazy parts of the summer. But for the most part, you're busting all year. You know what I'm saying? Because you got to constantly be fucking pulling crops or popping crops. You constantly have to be jarring and canning. You have to have everything set up on that level. So what do you just jar the tomatoes, or do you make sauce, or do you do this, or do you do that? Like, there's so much work that goes into
it. Decisions have to be made, too.
How to jar shit? Like, do you grow beets and pickle them?
But then again, that depends on how much of that work you want to do, or whether you want to hire that work out.
It's true.
If you're down there in Mexico, workers are cheap.
They're cheap here, too. If you
not as cheap as in Mexico.
Well, obviously not.
The average...
But it's cheaper to live there.
I don't know if this is true or not, but I heard the average Mexican down in Mexico makes about $300 a month. And they're doing good.
I'd like to spend some time in Mexico just to see it, because I'd really like to see... Because I feel like my mindset is the... I don't want to say the American mindset, but more of the, like, they make it sound like it's expensive here because it's safe here, supposedly. You know what I'm saying? Like I don't feel any insecurities on this area where I'm at. You know, there are cops everywhere, you know?
Yep.
Cops that are supposed to do the right thing. I guess it really depends on, you know, who you are in this area.
I was thinking about this about a year, year and a half ago. Okay, so I played a number and I hit for several million dollars. Not a big one, maybe 20 million, 15 million.
Yep, yep.
I was thinking, where would I go? I couldn't think of anywhere where I would go that I felt that I would be safe and everything would be cool. I couldn't think of anywhere.
Yeah, because people know you here. And you know the neighborhoods. And you know the clientele and who to stay away from and who to deal with and all that stuff. We're down there. You're fresh bait now. You've showed up. You've got this
big or anywhere. Alarm. Or anywhere. I can think of anywhere me as a black man could go and everything would be cool.
Oh, yeah.
Not even Africa.
No. No.
No. Those places. Granted, I haven't been around the world. I don't know what, you know, everywhere there is, but I've never heard of any black person I knew that traveled around the world tell me, oh, Rudy, you can live so-and-so. It's really up there. I've never heard anybody tell me that. And I got friends all around the world. On my Facebook, I can show you now. I got friends in Bali. I got friends in France. I got friends in Germany and Italy.
I think, I don't know.
I don't either. Now, Alaska was nice, but you don't want to be there all year round. Because in the wintertime, ain't jack shit happening.
That's what I'm saying. If you lived in Alaska, you'd have to plan.
Ain't jack shit happening in Alaska in the dead of winter.
Exactly. You'd have to plan shit so much. Like, you'd have to have everything under, like, how much food you have in storage to know how much of this and that. Like, that's so much work.
And then I was thinking about...
That's why most people wouldn't survive.
Then I was thinking about islands and stuff like that, but they have hurricanes and...
Yeah, but a little hurricane, if you're not living off power, if you're not connected to the grid, what's a hurricane going to do?
Kill you.
Knock down your house.
Kill you.
How?
You mean how? Well, there are people dead right now today because of the hurricane down there in the Bahamas. They said the Bahamas have been totally devastated. And the Bahamas would have been someplace I'd say, well, I go to the Bahamas. Yeah, that sounds nice.
But if I'm living in the Bahamas, I'm living with the fucking fallout shelter. So when a hurricane comes, I'm in the fallout shelter.
Well, yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
But, like, then, but after it's over, you got to come up and everything is destroyed.
You got to rebuild.
Yeah, so? But that's too much work. The rebuilding. And then, you know,
don't build
the
so grid much.
Is down.
Put most of your shit underground so that way it can't get destroyed.
So you got to have money then.
Yeah.
You gotta have money.
Well, yeah, you don't have that money. I mean, there's societies that have built shit into the ground for thousands and thousands.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know how to do that, so I gotta get somebody to do it for me.
I don't know how to do it either.
Plus, to really do it right, you have to have some kind of machines to help. Unless you have 100 people with shovels, you know what I mean?
Well, those fancy people. Famous people know how to use a shovel.
I mean, so where's the best place I've ever been? San Francisco was nice. They have earthquakes and crime.
Well, yeah, everyone has crime. I mean, we live in Detroit. Crime's a problem to you?
Crime around me is a problem. I on the news every day, I hear about shootings and crime.
I understand that.
So it's all around me. I haven't been affected by it.
Me either.
As an individual.
Exactly.
That was our time.
I don't need that shit.
No, that's the last shit I need.
Getting mad at somebody for something stupid.
But again,
oh, man.
But again, just like what happened in Texas the last couple of days.
Huh.
So some guy gets mad, gets in his truck, and just drives around and just knocking people off. You know, you walk into your car, you're getting ready to go somewhere, and next thing you know...
If it was a Muslim, it would have been terrorism.
Right, yeah.
That's in all fact, it is. People need to start calling it what it is. These guys are a part of a group that think that they're not being fucking... They're being marginalized and being torn down.
You know what?
I don't fucking know.
How does that happen? Because almost all these guys are either white... Most of these guys are white guys, aren't they?
All of them are.
I think so.
I think there's one.
No, I think it might have been one. Yeah, black guy.
DC sniper or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, 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 yeah. It might have been two. It was him and one other.
Yeah.
But they didn't kill like 50 people or 25. They only killed two or three people. But it's crazy. We live in a crazy country. We really do. There's so many opposites.
They say like, I don't know, man. It's not. It's annoying how perfect they think this country is.
It tastes good.
Like, I'm listening to this dude called Ben Shapiro talk. About so like, Fox News put up this stat that said it was like had age groups. So it had your age group, my age group, and then the younger age group.
Mm-hmm.
And my age group and your age group were above like. Are in the 80s when it comes to religion and patriotism. Patriotism is a little lower, but not. We're both high as fuck when it comes to that shit.
Yeah.
And
as a group.
Yeah, as a group below us, it's like 30% on religion, 30% on patriotism. Like patriotism is at 48%, I think it was.
So it's declining.
Yeah, like big time. And this dude's talking about how it's just that's the problem with our country is the fact that these young kids don't. Have this or that. You have no patriotism for your country. It's like that false patriotism is why we don't have it because we're sick of you fucking lying.
Exactly,
to our face.
Exactly. And who pays when a war breaks out? The poor.
Yeah, they pay with their blood and they pay with their fucking money.
Because rich motherfuckers, unless they're taxes. Super patriotic, they're not going off to war.
Or paying taxes.
When I found out that Amazon didn't pay any taxes,
I just don't understand that.
How the fuck can Amazon make billions of dollars and don't pay not one red cent in taxes? But
I don't know how much we just missed. I don't know. Thanks for the phone call, Lou.
Well, that was Lou.
A minute ago, yeah. Now I just it shut off because it's just stupid.
Oh, Lewis.
Lewis. I don't know. It's a hard thought because you want to fix things, but you can't.
No, it's...
It feels like this show I've been watching. It's all about that. It's fucking... Like, it's the craziest thing because the show starts out and you don't know nothing. All you know is there's these giant... humanoid looking things that eat humans.
That eat humans?
Yeah, they just eat you. But they don't fucking eat you and dissolve you or anything. They just eat you and spit you out.
Okay. And these are big people? Are these monsters or humans?
Yes, they're anywhere from 3 meters to 40 meters.
Okay.
You know, like there's a 15 meters and shit like that, 20 meters. They're big. They're huge. They have to use like to kill them, you have to use specialized gear, which makes you kind of fly around like Spider-Man type shit.
Okay.
So, and if you're in a field...
Is this a cartoon or a movie?
It's a comic.
But are these people portrayed or is it cartoon
humans.
Characters?
Okay. Humans.
That's what I'm asking.
Yep. And the Titans look like humans too, but they're just bigger, naked, no sexuality. You know what I'm saying? Just
different. Just a big hulk of brutality.
But it turns out that like, because they make you think the whole, like, the characters think that are in this walled-in city think that, like, every other human's gone. Like, there's only Titans. Like, if you go out, you find Titans.
That's all you see is Titans.
That's all you see is Titans. Humans are dead. All humans outside the walls are gone. So they have no comprehension of humans outside the wall.
So the humans are inside the wall. Those that are left.
Mm-hmm. There's three wall layers. Each, like, as you go in, each one gets richer and richer. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
The farther you are,
right.
The more money you have.
Yeah.
The more
and the safer you are.
Royal your bloodline is and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, like, it's all about that. You know what I'm saying? Trying to, like, you don't know what Titans come from. Then one dude can turn into a Titan so he can get big and strong. But it turns out that humans aren't dead. This is just, there was a population of people who had the power to use the Titans. to become Titans. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, that's what they had. That was their... It's in their blood.
That was their ability.
That's their ability. Well, for some reason, this other group hated them and said they destroyed the world, so they've been persecuting them in the same ways that fucking... It's basically like Nazi Germany back in the day with the Jews and the patches. And you can't come out of your internment camps. If you come out of your internment camp, you get killed. And so... You come to find out that that's the whole thing, is like it's basically Nazi Germany, and the people that live in the city, the ones that are this breed of human or whatever you want to call them, they just follow the rules. Like, they just deal with it. You know what I'm saying? They fall in line.
So they don't go outside the walls.
No, this is the real world. That's what I'm saying. We'll get to the point. So what happened was there was a clash of Titan people, and like the main Titan goddess person, the person that controlled the royal bloodline, decided that he was going to go hide and take his people that followed him, that were his people, and hide on an island and build walls. So he has these walls built of Titans, so he threatens that he'd wipe out the world if you fuck with him, type thing.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? But he has the ability to wipe the memory of humans. Like, he can wipe out their memory and replace it with a different memory.
Oh.
So that's why the people in the wall have no idea that there's people outside the wall, was a war, all this other stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the people that are outside the wall that live in the city get treated, like, really bad because of those people in the wall, because they say, you know what I'm saying, all the faults are blamed on them, like they are, like the Jews. It's just, think of the Jews. It's the same concept.
Same concept.
Except for... Well, same thing. They would kill them, but they would... So you come to find out that all the Titans are actually ex-Jews, basically, or whatever these people are called. They're those. They basically can turn them into, like, just regular Titans that eat people. So that's what they do. They take them to this island.
That sounds familiar.
They just unleash fucking Titans on them.
That sounds familiar.
But there's a group of people that are... The Jews that are working with the Nazis in this scenario. And it's really, like, I'm starting to get more into that story in the comic, and it's really hard to comprehend, because it's like, bothers me. It's like, why, like, you have a power of a Titan, like, you can transform into this massive thing and run away and do whatever you want. And you see now, a couple of them have seen that there's another world.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because in their mind, there's just, these are the evil people. It's the same here. They do it here with the fucking Middle East. They do it here with fucking Mexico.
Yeah, right.
It's the same concept. They have this perception that we're the good guys.
And they're the outsiders.
And the outside, Mexico is bad. Like, if you go to Mexico, you'll die because it's just lawless.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's no laws. You don't have no protections. Nothing like that. It's just, like, that's, my dad literally, and this was 10, 15 years ago, when we said we were going to go to Mexico. He was like, they'll just take your house. I'm like, who? The government? They'll just take your house. Be careful. And I went, won't they do that here? You don't pay your taxes? He goes, that's different. How?
It's not different.
How is it different?
It's really, I mean.
So they raise the taxes so someone can't pay it, and then they take their house.
They take their house.
But well, it's their fault.
But they can take your house without that. They can say, we're going to build something else here. You got to go. What is that called? That's called...
Eminent domain.
Is that what it is?
Yes. It's in the Constitution. They have they have to give you fair market value of the house, whatever the structure is.
Yeah, but
the same thing just happened to the people over here.
But they determine the value.
That's true.
At the same time, which is, you kind of fucked up.
Well, yeah.
Because suppose it costs you to relocate. Suppose it costs... $20,000, but they only offer you $11,000. You're fucked.
Yeah, I know. I know. And you can't do nothing about it.
Nope.
So I
mean, eminent domain.
What are you gonna do? I mean, that's one of those things where.
But that thing that you were telling me about.
If you have lawyers, you can fight it. If you have lawyers, but you gotta have the money for the lawyers or the connections. You know how many people in this fucking.
Yeah, because if it's not a suit where they're going to pay you some money at the end, you got to pay the lawyer.
Some people don't even know what a lawyer does. Like, have no idea how to... They're calling, like...
You know the...
If you're calling a lawyer from an 800 number, you're fucking fucked.
You're fucked.
That's it. You better know, like...
They're not going to look out for your best interest.
No, the only people that have lawyers that matter are the ones that have lawyers on fucking speed dial. Like, I call one guy and one guy only, and he takes care of all my shit. He either takes care of it, or he deals with it.
Or he knows how to...
Yeah.
He knows how to work around it.
Yeah, or he gets someone else to deal
with it. To do it, because he knows it's good.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
This is something that Alan saw. I do this. He goes, ooh, that finger thing. That might help.
What?
The thing, I put my finger down and I kind of...
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's what you're saying, yeah.
To keep it even, to get it more even.
I do that, still doesn't work. I've watched you 100 times do this, you know that, right?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I still can't get it. Especially when you do this little thing.
When I'm thinking about it...
See, do you fold the paper at all?
No.
Oh, you don't fold the paper?
No, it just naturally folds under with the way I play with it.
Oh.
At a certain point, it just starts to fold under for me. And I just, that's why I play with it.
See, you keep it so neat and straight. And I'm trying to do that so it'll be even all the way across. Nah, fuck it. If I haven't got it by now, I ain't going to get it, right?
Well, no.
At least...
That's not true.
At least my joints are halfway smokable.
Yeah, okay? We did smoke half.
We did smoke.
You should start listening to that Gary Vee guy.
Who?
Gary Vee. Yeah, he'll help with ideas for this show and other things, because that's what he's a big social media guy.
Is that the guy that... was selling the wine?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I've listened to him before.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah.
I don't know why. He's one of those dudes that caught my ear lately, and I think it's just because of his voice.
He's got a big ego, too.
Yeah.
He's got a big-ass ego.
Yeah. That's Russian, though.
Yeah.
Russians are huge egos, man.
They are. Like, they're real manly men.
Manly men. And he's not necessarily a manly man, but he's definitely like, I know what I want. I'm going to, you know...
I've never really had a friendship with a Russian.
Mm. Neither have I, to be honest. There's not
I've had
a
friendship
people,
with Greek guys, German guys, Italian guys.
One Swedish guy.
Yeah.
That's it. I don't know anybody from any other country. I knew some Mexicans. I really wish I could find him. This Daniel dude. He's cool as fuck, man. Old guy. He had this old black wavy, like thick ass fucking black
hair.
Oh my god, it was like, and he always had it nice and combed, perfect. He's just cracked me up, dude. He was a perv like nobody's business. Dude, he had so many pictures of women. He had like this booklet in his, and he had it at work because his wife would have killed him.
Oh.
And his wife worked with him, but she never really fucked with it. Like, you know, she knew that he was work, so. But she was awesome. They brought the whole family. They came up. They had a kid here. So I'm sure he's still here.
And he was Mexican?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He was illegal as fuck. And this was 2001, 2003,
2004. Yeah, when I worked landscaping, I worked with a couple of Mexican guys.
So back then, I think it was, like, easier to get Mexicans to work for you. I don't know. I don't know if it's easier or not.
Back then... Well, they weren't really fucking with them then. I mean, they were fucking with them, but not on the level they do it
now.
In
my industry, they were. Restoration. But that's easy work. There's a Minutemen was a known company that was known for sending, like, having, like, 20 illegals ready to work.
Yeah. Isn't that weird that the companies that hire illegals don't get in trouble?
Any trouble.
What's up with that? It's all, so... That being the case, that means that they are co-signing companies hiring illegals. Mm. That's what it means.
No, it's more along the lines of the guy produced the paperwork you told us to get. We got it. Not my fault you had the paperwork. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is, though.
It's crazy.
Even though you know they know. Like, everyone at my shop knew. And then after a while, JD was not for it. He didn't like it. After a while, he was done. He wanted to get... He definitely was ready to move on from the Mexicans.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't like that fact.
I know one time we were working this construction job, and we were painting houses and doing drywall and stuff. So one morning, these were all black and white guys, like little hillbilly white guys and black guys. And so one morning, a truck pulls up, like a big truck, you know. And they open up the back, and about 15 Mexicans jump out the back of the truck. And a guy came to us and told us, all you guys are fired. He gave us our money. He had checks already for us. Didn't give us no warning. Kicked us off the job, right? So the next day, I had to come and pick up some tools that we had there. Mm-hmm. And blew my mind. I watched those Mexicans work for about 2 hours. And it would take us 3 days to drywall a house. They did it in one day. They did that shit in one day. It was amazing. And they did it for half the money that we were working for.
That's the thing. Everyone that doesn't have something is going to usually work harder than people that do have stuff.
It was amazing.
It doesn't, I don't know how to get around it.
It was amazing.
I don't know how to get around people that mindset of the fact that, like, in Sweden, it's just kind of like, when you talk to some of the people, it's like, yeah, it's just, so, there's going to be people that fuck up. What do you want?
Well, they understand that.
We can print it out, sign it, and send it back electronically.
Okay.
You know the first kitten that was picked?
Yeah.
They bailed, lost their full deposit and everything.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, well, she's so cute. Someone will pick her up.
Damn.
Oh, she goes, he said, got a new
Chelsea.
Video.
What did you
got a new video I'm editing of them running around. Naya, oh my God, she is so fast. Ha ha, you'll see soon. She said they're crazy. They're really stretching their legs. I'm like, well, I'm
little
all
kittens.
Ready to run around. And
little kittens?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I imagine that. It's